Hi. Welcome to the fourth part of the Core Java Interview Questions. This podcast covers all the essential Core Java interview questions and answers frequently asked for the position of Java developer. Question 61. What do you mean by break statement in Java? Answer. The break statement is a keyword that is useful for terminating the execution of instructions in a loop. It is the best way to end the execution in a loop. There are multiple uses of the break statement keyword, but its best use comes in the loop, wherein it terminates the execution of a code inside the loop and code execution resumes after the loop. Question 62. What is polymorphism in Java? Mention its different types. Answer. Polymorphism in Java is the ability of an object to take several forms. The most common use of polymorphism in OOP occurs when a parent class reference is used to refer to a child class object. There are two types of polymorphism in Java. Number 1, compile-time polymorphism, and number 2 is runtime polymorphism. Question 63. What is encapsulation in Java? Answer. Encapsulation refers to a mechanism of wrapping the data or variables along with code or methods in a single unit. In encapsulation, the variables, data, of a class are hidden from other classes. Thus, it can only be accessed through their current class's methods. Question 64. What is starvation in Java? Answer. Starvation represents a situation in which a thread cannot progress due to its inability to gain regular access to shared resources. It occurs when the shared resources are made unavailable for a long period by the greedy threads. Question 65. What is the key difference between an ArrayList and a vector? Answer. Both ArrayList and vector differs in the following ways. A vector is synchronized, whereas an ArrayList is non-synchronized. When resized, an ArrayList grows by half of its size, while a vector doubles the size of itself by default. Question 66. What are the major differences between an iterator and list iterator? Answer. Following are the major differences between an iterator and list iterator. An iterator is used to traverse a set, list, and map, whereas a list iterator is only useful for traversing a list. When using an iterator, we can traverse only in the forward direction, but list iterator enables us to traverse in both the forward and backward directions. Question 67. What is the difference between an iterator and enumeration? Answer. Significant difference between enumeration and an iterator is that an iterator allows you to remove elements from the collection while traversing, but enumeration doesn't allow that. Question 68. What is event handling in Java? Answer. Event handling is a fundamental concept of Java programming that is used to create event-driven programs such as GUI-based Windows applications, applets, and web applications. Question 69. How can we add a new method in an interface without breaking all the child classes that implement the interface? Answer. Default methods allow developers to add new functionality to the existing interfaces without breaking the old code. Before Java 8, if a new method was added to an interface, the class's implementations were bound to override the new method, even if they did not use the new functionality. However, with Java 8, we can add the new method's default implementation by using the default keyword. Question 70. Explain how a threadpool executor can work with blocking queue. Answer. Blocking queue is used to hold a new task if the number of threads is greater than the core pool size. Threadpool executor has the core pool size which governs how many active threads spawn up with every incoming request. Once the core pool size threads are active, new incoming tasks are added to the queue, and these threads are actively pulling from the queue to execute them. Question 71. Explain the difference between synchronized and concurrent collection? Answer. Though both concurrent and synchronized collections are used for thread safety, the performance of the former is better than the latter. As synchronized collection acquires a lock on the full collection and puts a stop on reads and writes. Whereas the concurrent collection divides the entire collection into segments and only acquires locks on a particular segment, while other segments remain open for reads and write. Question 72. How does Java achieve platform independence? Answers. During compilation, the Java compiler converts the source code into a low-level JVM interpretable code called bytecode. Unlike the non-executable codes generated by other compilers, the JVM interpreter processes the non-executable code and executes it on any machine. Thus, it removes the platform dependency. Question 73. What is the difference between notify and notify all in Java? Answer. Notify method provides notification to only one random thread amongst various threads waiting for the lock, whereas notify all provides notification to all the threads waiting for a monitor. Question 74. Mention a difference between countdown latch and cyclic barrier? Answer. Following are the major differences between them. Number 1. Countdown latch is a construct that a thread looks out for while different threads tally down on the latch until it arrives at zero. Whereas, cyclic barrier is a reusable construct where a gathering of threads stands by together until the entirety of the threads shows up. By then, the barrier is broken and a move can alternatively be made. Number 2. Countdown latch keeps up a count of tasks, while cyclic barrier keeps up a count of threads. Number 3. In countdown latch, single thread can count down more than once. This would reduce count by number of times countdown method is called. In contrast, cyclic barrier single thread can call awaits only once, which would reduce barrier count by one only, even if call awaits method more than once. Number 4. Countdown latch is advanceable, while cyclic barrier is not advanceable. Question 75. What is the difference between string builder and string buffer in Java? Answer. String buffer is synchronized and thread safe, which means that two threads cannot call the methods of string buffer at the same time. However, string builder is non-synchronized, thus not thread safe. Question 76. Define the differences between polymorphism and inheritance in Java? Answer. Following are the major differences between them. Number 1. Inheritance is one in which a new class is created, means derived class, that inherits the features from the already existing class, means base class. Whereas, polymorphism is that which can be defined in multiple forms. Number 2. Inheritance is basically applied to classes. Whereas, polymorphism is basically applied to functions or methods. Number 3. Inheritance supports the concept of reusability and reduces code length in object-oriented programming. While, polymorphism allows the object to decide which form of the function to implement at compile time, overloading, as well as runtime, overriding. Question 77. What is the difference between SAX and DOM parser? Answer. Following are the differences between them. Number 1. SAX is called a simple API for XML parsing, while DOM is called as document object model. Number 2. SAX is an event-based parser, whereas DOM stays in a tree structure. Number 3. SAX parser is slower than DOM parser. Number 4. SAX parser is suitable for making XML files in Java. In contrast, DOM is not good at making XML files in low memory. Number 5. SAX parser loads small part of the XML file is only loaded in memory, while DOM parser loads whole XML documents in memory. Question 78. What is the difference between fail fast and fail safe iterators in Java? Answer. The main difference between fail safe iterator and fail fast iterator is that the former doesn't throw an exception, in contrast to the latter. Fail-safe iterator works on a clone of the collection instead of the original collection. Question 79. What is the difference between comparator and comparable in Java? Answer. Both comparable and comparator are an interface used to sort the elements of a collection. A comparator interface belongs to Java util package, whereas a comparable belongs to Java lang package. Comparator sort collection using two objects applying to it, while comparable interface only uses one object. Question 80. What is the difference between checked and unchecked exceptions? Answer. Checked exception is checked during compile time of a program, while an unchecked exception is checked during runtime. Both checked and unchecked exceptions can be created manually and handled using try, catch, finally. Thank you for listening to our podcast.